I think Jim Acosta is a very unprofessional man. I think he does this with everybody. He gets paid to do that. You know, he gets paid to burst in. He's a very unprofessional guy. Whether it was me or Ronald Reagan or anybody else, he would have done the same thing. Look, I don't think he's a smart person, but he's got a loud voice.
Hello and welcome to What the F*** Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics. I'm Joe Amditis. Let's get to it. It's Friday, November 9th, 2018. Welcome to day 659. The Wall Street Journal reports that Trump was involved in nearly every step of the hush money payments made to Stormy Daniels and Karen McDougal, and he may have violated federal campaign finance laws in the process. David Pecker, chief executive of American Media Incorporated, offered to use the National Enquirer to buy the women's silence, eventually paying McDougal $150,000 after Trump asked Pecker to kill her story. As a presidential candidate, Trump directed deals in phone calls and meetings related to the two women with Michael Cohen, who pleaded guilty in August to campaign finance violations. Cohen also admitted that he arranged payments to Daniels and McDougal at the direction of, quote, a candidate for federal office, end quote, with the intention of influencing the outcome of the 2016 presidential election. Trump, meanwhile, claimed that he did not discuss Robert Mueller's Russia investigation with Matthew Whitaker before he appointed him acting attorney general. Trump defended Whitaker, calling him a highly respected man, but also said, I don't know Matt Whitaker. Trump has been in more than a dozen meetings with Whitaker in the Oval Office. A federal appellate court panel, meanwhile, ordered Robert Mueller to explain how the firing of Jeff Sessions could influence the case between the special counsel and Andrew Miller, a former Roger Stone aide who is challenging Mueller's appointment on constitutional grounds. The judges will likely ask for a supplemental briefing to address the legal issues tied to the handover from Rod Rosenstein to Whitaker. Moving on, Trump signed a presidential proclamation blocking migrants who cross into the United States illegally from seeking asylum. The proclamation is aimed primarily at several thousand migrants who are traveling north through Mexico in caravans. The new rules will change long-standing asylum laws, which allow people who are fleeing persecution and violence in their home countries to seek protection in the United States and prevent people from seeking that protection if they don't enter the country at an official port of entry. Jeff Sessions, meanwhile, signed a memorandum on his way out the door that limits the use of consent decrees between Justice Department officials and local police departments. Consent decrees allow federal law enforcement officers to use court-enforced agreements in order to overhaul local police departments that have been accused of civil rights abuses and violations. Sessions added three new requirements for the agreements. One, top political appointees must sign off on the deals. Two, department lawyers must show evidence of additional violations beyond unconstitutional behavior. And three, the deals must have a sunset date. And finally, Trump threatened to revoke more press passes, saying he doesn't know how long Jim Acosta's credentials will be suspended, quote, but it could be others also, end quote.
As far as I'm concerned, I haven't made that decision, but it could be others also. When you're in the White House, this is a very sacred place to me. This is a very special place. You have to treat the White House with respect. You have to treat the presidency with respect. If you've ever seen him dealing with Sarah Huckabee Sanders, it's a disgrace.
Trump went on to attack April Ryan from American Urban Radio Networks, calling her a loser who doesn't know what the hell she is doing.
The same thing with April Ryan. I watch her get up. I mean, you talk about somebody that's a loser. She doesn't know what the hell she's doing. She gets publicity, and then she gets a pay raise, or she gets a contract with, I think, CNN. But she's very nasty, and she shouldn't be. She shouldn't be. You've got to treat the White House and the Office of the Presidency with respect.
He then bashed CNN reporter Abby Phillip for asking Trump if he wants Whitaker to rein in Mueller.
What a stupid question that is. What a stupid question. But I watch you a lot. You ask a lot of stupid questions.
And now to the notables. One, Ruth Bader Ginsburg is up and working after being released from the hospital. Two, Trump is telling people that he wants to replace Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross by the end of the year. Three, Trump says he has no plans to fire Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke. 4, Ryan Zinke has been exploring potential roles at Fox News, the energy industry, and other business sectors, as it becomes increasingly likely that he will leave his role as Secretary of the Interior as ethics investigations into his behavior in office continue to mount. 5, the Pentagon's number 3 official resigned. John Gibson, the DOD's chief management officer, submitted his resignation on Monday and will leave on November 30th. And 6, a federal judge blocked the construction of the Keystone XL oil pipeline, saying the Trump administration simply discarded and ignored inconvenient facts about how the project would impact climate change. And remember, you can find the links and sources for all of these stories, including the notables, on the main website. That's all for now. Visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines. Until next time, I'm Joe Anditas.
What a stupid question that is. What a stupid question. But I watch you a lot. You ask a lot of stupid questions.